A most pleasant good morning to each one who has honored us with your time this morning. How good it is to still be on this side of eternity, with life and with breath, and the ability to serve our God and our Maker. It is my prayer that each one continues to examine the things that are being said. Your speaker is Robert Swain. For the past 3 weeks, I've been asking you to ask your preacher for certain passages from God's Word which confirm and teach the various subjects which are being introduced. I simply wish that all may have a better understanding and appreciation of what is really taught in the Bible, because so many things practiced today in religion are not taught in the Word of God, the Bible. But this fact may not be discovered by many without someone to call their attention to it. So I'm following this course in an effort to call your attention to some of the things that men are practicing and teaching which are not found in the Word of God. Therefore, I have been requesting of you to ask your preacher for the scripture that mentions the doctrines and religious practices that I have called to your attention. I trust that some of you at least have been doing that very thing, and if not, then it would be a fine time to begin. For after all, we are here but for a short time, and then eternity will come, and we cannot afford to follow some religious practice or teaching that's out of harmony with the Bible. So why not ask your preacher about some of those things which I shall now introduce? Ask your preacher where the Bible says it makes no difference what a person believes, just so he or she is honest and sincere about it. And I'm reasonably certain that you have heard that statement made by religious people. I know that I have heard people say that it really makes no difference what we believe, that if we are honest and sincere about it, God will save us anyway. Perhaps you've made that statement many times yourself, and very likely you've heard your preacher say the same thing. So why not go to your preacher and ask him for the verse in the Bible that says something like that? There must be a reason for a preacher to make a statement like that. He claims to be following and teaching the Bible and what it says, so he should make the statement because the Bible says so. And if the Bible does say so, he surely will be happy to show you the passage. So ask him to give you the book, chapter, and verse. What saith the Scripture? In 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12, we have this statement from the pen of the Apostle Paul. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This seems to be a very plain passage. It very definitely states that some would believe a lie. Surely there is a tremendous difference between believing a lie and believing the truth. The truth is recorded in the Word of God. If something is taught that is not found in the Word of God, then it must be a lie. The general idea of so many is that it does not really matter, provided one is sincere. Of course, he could not believe anything unless he is sincere. You ever thought about that? He might pretend to believe a thing and be insincere about it, but if he actually believed it, he would be sincere. While on this subject, it's my firm conviction that not all religious teachers are sincere, nor are they honest. And I'm not here to judge any man's heart. But Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them, Matthew 7:20. I do know that the inspired writers warned against false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, 2 Peter 2:1. The Apostle Paul stated that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, 1 Timothy 4:1-2. Now these warnings should alert us to the fact that there are false teachers in religion, those who lead you astray for their own personal gain. Is it not strange that so many religious teachers constantly have their hands out asking that you send money to them? But back to the passage we mentioned earlier, 2